Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go. Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I am one of your hosts, DJ Culp. As always, here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. Brad, what's up, man?
I don't know if I've ever been called a brother-in-law before.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Cher can't roll over this either. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, good. I mean, I know that this is for a future episode, so we're going to be kind of looking back in the past, but been working on getting the boat ready for our trip that we may or may not have already taken by the time that this is posted, because I can't keep everything straight.
That's why I'm here, Brad.
But anyway, yeah, if you're following us on our real life, we may have already given you details about the things that happened.
They will not have.
Okay, so you know, when DJ keeps all that straight.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell me just a few minutes ago when I was scrolling Facebook.
Like, which is really funny, because I didn't realize you were scrolling on Facebook. I thought you were doubting all of the math that I was trying to I was trying to get together to make sure, all right, where are the shows? When are they going to drop?
Until I accidentally hit a video that started speaking. And then he was like, what's going on over there? I was caught.
Got caught.
Red-handed.
So, listeners, as you can clearly tell by the title, this is our second annual May the 4th episode. Brad and I are big Star Wars fans. If you're followers of the show, you'll know that. If you're new to the show, welcome. We love having you here. We certainly hope that you enjoy our banter, or perhaps today it would be banther.
Banther.
Sorry.
I approve.
Yeah. You approve? Okay. So, last year was just kind of, and I remember this very distinctly, Brad. Last year, it really was a grab bag. Today is going to be a kind of a grab bag as well. But I remember you and I ended last year's episode by talking about Rogue One, and it both inspired us to go watch it again.
Yeah. So hold on. Just hold that thought.
Yeah,
I'll
go ahead.
Be right back.
Okay. So Brad has left, and I am now going to fill the empty space. I am a big Star Wars fan. I do need to say that I'm not a Star Wars nut, but I love Star Wars as a museum. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Brad, you're my hero, dude. Okay, so listeners, if you're not watching this on YouTube, Brad has a I'm going to say it's a miniature life size. So like almost a full size Stormtrooper mannequin with a Boba Fett helmet. So
this is George.
George. Oh, it's George. Hello, George. Yeah. Is his last name by any chance Lucas?
Drop the weapons now.
My bad.
George doesn't really reply appropriately. He's a Stormtrooper.
No, he does not. Yeah.
He's a Stormtrooper that wishes he was Boba Fett.
He's cool. He gets to work on his own.
He's 48 inches. So like Luke, he's a little short.
A little short for a stormtrooper. I love it.
But we love him anyway.
So I want to start here. Apropos, it's perfect. I love, seriously, when you take stock of all the characters in the Star Wars epic. Boba Fett really is the only, I think he's really the, the face of this, obviously with the rise of the Mandalorian, this, you know, he has now like more
He's,
company in
you
it.
know,
But dude,
he's got the coolest helmet, like short of Darth Vader.
he does, but like I love the fact that he's like the only third-party contractor in the entire saga. He gets to make his own rules. He writes whatever he wants to write. He does it how he wants to do it, and he gets paid for it. He can accept contracts or not. Like, right as a bounty hunter, but
He's not
he
the only bounty hunter, though. There's
no,
some
that's what I
pretty
said,
other bounty
but like
hunters,
he really is the only third-party contractor though. Like Han Solo, I would say Han Solo could be. But he has too much like alliance in him, you know?
but I think but you're looking like original saga. Like,
Correct. Yeah.
okay. I was like, it's like, because you go the greater Star Wars universe. There's a lot of bounty hunters
There are. There
that are
are.
contracted by the different groups,
Yeah.
including like Jabba the Hutt, you know. I mean, obviously Han Solo, man, he's got a lot of probably one of my other favorites is a more villainous one, who him and Boba Fett actually have a lot of history. Matter of fact, the little dent in Boba Fett's helmet came from him, and that's Cad Bane.
Cad
I
Bane.
mean,
Who's Cad
yeah,
Bane?
he is just this villainous blue. I don't even know what
Oh,
his species is.
yes.
Super like gunslingery, fast shot.
He is like he, yeah, he's the Star Wars personification of Dirty Harry. 100%.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Or maybe Doc Holliday, right? From
Yeah.
Tombstone.
I mean, he's that character that is just slimy. You just his vo like I and it's part of the reason I think I love him, kind of the Darth Vader-y love to
Yeah.
hate, kind of
Right.
like oh, when he gets the upper hand.
Yeah.
So, but thanks to the Beskar, which is what the Mandalorian's armor's made of, that's why Boba Fett survived,
Yeah.
being shot by Cad Bane. So,
So let it be known, listeners, that it should be very, very clear at this point in time that Brad knows far more about Star Wars than I do. Because I would not have been able to tell you like the material and all that kind of stuff that his armor was made out of. I have, and this is why I say it was apropos whenever you brought a stormtrooper in with
course.
Boba Fett's helmet on, because I really wanted to talk about the Book of Boba Fett. I finished it 2 nights ago, Brad.
Yes.
Interestingly enough to me, and but before I say this, there's a spoiler alert that I need to give a disclaimer for. Listeners, A, if you have never seen the Book of Boba Fett, and B, have had full intention to do so, you may want to skip ahead. Unless, C, you really don't care. And at that
Yeah.
point in time, we're just going to keep talking about it. So, in the same vein as another podcast I enjoy listening to, Brad and I, we're gonna pause the podcast right now to let you go and watch all seven episodes, I do believe, of season one of Book of Boba Fett. And if you want to pause the show, you can go watch those videos and then come back. If not, then just hang on for just a second. And we're back. Okay, so if you went and watched the whole Book of Boba Fett, oh
Wasn't that
my
awesome?
gosh, isn't that awesome? Brad, if there is anything that I think surprised me more about the Book of Boba Fett, I walked away thinking, I think Boba Fett is a good guy now.
And so that is why there's such controversy over the Book of Boba Fett, right?
Yeah,
So
like.
there's people like me who liked Boba Fett. And the Book of Boba Fett just went, yes, I love him so much more. And he's still like so hardcore,
Yeah,
but
he
at the same
is.
time, like he's kind of found his, I don't know, soul, for lack of a better
Yeah. Well,
word. Like
when
he's.
Cad Bane tells him, "You're getting angry in your old age," Boba Fett said, "We all do." Oh, not angry. Sorry, you're getting soft in your old age. He says, we all do. And I'm like, dude, he's beginning to accept this. This is very, it's very not typical arc of like a Boba Fett character. Because like to me, when I remember watching, as you mentioned, the original three, so listeners, if you don't know that much about Star Wars, those are episodes 4, 5, and 6. The original three Star Wars movies, I remember seeing Boba Fett as one step down as the most feared person in the galaxy next to Darth Vader. Like, if you've got Boba Fett on your tail, you're a dead man. It's coitons for you, coitons. Like, it's you're done, dude. And so, like,
So I
to think of him as such like a mafia type of hitman, again, this third party contractor, he writes his own rules, does what he wants to do. At the end of the Book of Boba Fett, I thought that is a turn I was not even remotely expecting.
Yeah, I guess for me, I don't see him necessarily as softer. And maybe that is what people like, they're looking at softer because he's like, he used to be this super tough guy that his motivation was the money. I don't think he got any less tough. I just think his motivation changed. You spend some time in a Sarlacc pit, rethinking your life.
You are
And
absolutely rethinking your life. That's
then
correct.
living with the sand people, which again, the Book of Boba Fett totally throws a new light on those, right? Because like before, you're like, oh, they're these mindless savages. Now it makes you go back, and if you go back and watch the prequels, makes you that much more like upset about the fact that Anakin just goes and slaughters them all.
This challenges every belief about this fictional movie that I've ever had. Like,
So maybe, if you don't like that kind of thing, you probably shouldn't go watch the
don't
Book of
watch
Boba
it.
Fett.
Yeah, don't watch it.
The thing that I liked the first time watching through, but the thing that I hate, because it for me it takes away so much of the rewatchability, are the constant flashbacks and forwards. Flashbacks and forwards. I think it was great the first time. Built the suspense, it was telling the story. But now I kind of wish they'd just split it and let me watch them all together. Like, let me watch all of the flashbacks and then all of the current time, like, separately. Because when I want to just put it on in the background, like I do for a lot of shows, like my brain doesn't want to pay that much attention, right? I just
Like
want the story.
which timeline am I looking at right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, and that's a good word for me, man, because I remember thinking,
Yeah, Disney, do that.
yeah, Disney, do that. I remember thinking, okay, so when did this take place? And I wasn't putting it wasn't out on the background. I was watching it going, all right, so this is before Sarlacc or this is after Sarlacc? Like, and maybe if I unless I'm misunderstanding something, Brad, I think that the entirety of the Book of Boba Fett took place post Sarlacc.
Yeah, after. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then my
That's what
timeline
post
is
means, I know,
correct.
but just for, yeah. Yeah, because he basically, he starts basically waking up after he's fallen in the Sarlacc pit at the end of, Jabba the Hutt, and that whole, send off from the original trilogy. So
And
there's the timeline, which is weird too, because
that's
that
true.
basically the rest of Star Wars, the original trilogy, is going on elsewhere in the universe while the Book of Boba Fett
Well, and if
is
there's
playing out.
anything, so here's the thing that confused me the most. And it was because I was approaching this from, as you mentioned, like the chronology of episodes 7, 8, and 9, Like when Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker is now an older guy. When Luke is training Gorgu, Grogu, Gogur, what's his name?
Grogu.
Grogu.
Baby
Yeah, Grogu.
Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
I'm a
When he
Baby Yoda guy.
when
I'm
he
like, they were
yeah.
like, his name is Grogu, and I'm
No,
like,
no, he's Baby Yoda.
I really don't like that name. That
Yeah,
just, and
I know. I'm the same
I was
way.
like, no, he's Baby Yoda.
So when Luke is training Baby Yoda, I was really thrown back when it was like, again, Luke immediately post Return of the Jedi. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. What's going on here? Like where are we in this timeline?
Which I think set in stone the fact that he was going to have a different path, right? It wasn't going to like
Who's he?
like
There's three he's at
twine.
play right now.
Yeah,
There's
sorry,
Luke, Baby Yoda, and Boba Fett.
the child,
Got it.
the
Okay.
Baby Yoda.
Gotcha. Okay.
That he was going to, not be intertwined so much with the Jedi saga, the Skywalker saga, at least, that he was going to be outside of that.
Yeah.
Because when he appears with Luke, but then never shows up in the movies that had already played,
Yeah.
obviously, okay, his path's going to be leading him somewhere else. Which I think
So,
was a good, which was a good key too, for us to go, huh. He's probably not going to become a Jedi,
yeah.
even
And
though he
I
went
want
to
you to know
train.
something, dude. I was upset by that. But here's why. I was not upset by the fact that Baby Yoda chose the other path. Again, this is spoilers galore, listeners. So you so my our apologies,
I
really.
hate you guys.
Yeah,
I
well, hey,
ruined the
remember,
whole show. Yeah, we warned you.
I paused our show to let you go watch it. So when Luke presents him with the special chainmail or the lightsaber from Yoda, which I thought was super awesome. I was like, "Oh my gosh, so cool." When all of that happened and Luke proceeded to take the exact emotional stance that Yoda took or that Obi-Wan was taking, I thought, "Luke, dude, what are you doing?" Like one of the things that I always loved, and I don't want to like blur lines of what we're really talking about here, but there's so much that I think that they could have done better. I always thought that Luke was like the archetype of you can actually have your cake and eat it too. You can have emotional investment in people and still be a Jedi, right? Because everybody, including Yoda, like in the episodes 1, 2, and 3, would tell him, don't let your feelings overwhelm you for other people. Let them go, right? And Luke never let Leia go, ever. I mean, that's kind of like the camel that broke or the straw that broke the camel's back
Well,
with him and Vader.
I'm right, and you could argue that that's what saved Vader in the end, was
Yeah.
his love for his love for his son.
Yeah, and so for Luke to do that, I'm like, okay, guys, come on. Why are we going back to that narrative? Because I mean, Luke was this living proof. As you mentioned, Luke was the living proof that Vader turned, and Luke was the one who was trying to sway him using his emotions for father to son, but Luke held it to Leia. And so I don't know. I think
But
that I.
you could argue that was what caused kind of almost the rising of Kylo Ren, right? Because he didn't learn, because Luke didn't learn that lesson. Like, and he tried to keep that, whole Jedi,
Yeah. Oh, dude.
personal
I
affection
had not thought about that.
when Kylo Ren's character needs
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like
That's
he,
actually
on
very
an
true.
emotional level, needs that deep emotional affection,
Yeah.
which probably would have kept him from drifting to the dark side.
And to
Because
wrap
he
it
was
back
looking
in,
for it.
yeah,
He was
absolutely
looking for
was.
that. I need to belong. I need to feel loved. And so if I can't get it from the Jedi, then
Right.
I'll go be like my grandfather.
Yeah. And to wrap it back into like the main character of this whole conversation, how it started, Boba Fett, one of the things that I really liked, again, it was a turn that I was not expecting, because I really thought that Boba Fett was just going to be the next help me out, Scarface, you know, like just this enormously powerful dark hitman. But like, because he turned and he ended up being this protector, I'm like, that's a cool spin. And it almost puts the Jedi's stoicism in a bad limelight, because I really think that they had an opportunity to kind of tie all of that in a wonderful, wonderful closing segment, to where Grogu and the Mandalorian were reunited, but not at the expense of Grogu becoming a Jedi, continuing that path, and now with Boba Fett having befriended the Mandalorian. I mean, like, dude, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was fantastic. And I think that, like, props to Jon Favreau for writing a great mini, I mean, really itty bitty mini saga in 7 episodes. A lot of stuff happened.
I like too how like when they're crossing paths, the Mandalorian and all that, right? Because the Mandalorian are really big about Beskar belongs to the Mandalorians.
Yeah.
Like, period.
That and
It's
that, and that's the
it's
metal that their armor's made of, right?
that's the metal that their armor's made of. It's Beskar. It's one of the strongest metals in the Star Wars universe. I mean, it can handle a direct hit from a lightsaber. That's not to say
Man.
it's not going to completely, ultimately stop a continued strike from a lightsaber, but it can
Right.
handle a direct hit from a lightsaber, blasters and those things. Matter of fact, one of the most dangerous weapons against Beskar is weapons that are made of Beskar.
Oh, wow.
So that's why if you're watching The Mandalorian, there's a Beskar spear that has been made, and when it gets back in the hands of Mandalorians, they destroy it because it's one of the only weapons that can just slice through their armor because it's made of the same stuff.
Made the same stuff.
Yeah, and so it's a big deal. Like Mandalorian armor that is made by a Mandalorian, that is made by their Beskar, it's almost
Yeah.
sacred. So like, no, you can't have that. That's not yours.
Right.
But Boba Fett has it. And so I like the way that they kind of let him keep it because like with the Mandalorians, they would have foundlings, right? They would basically
Yeah.
adopt these kids and train them to be Mandalorians.
Right.
Well, they basically accept because it was passed down from his father that Jango Fett, his father, was a foundling. And so they accept, even though it's still a little bit of a stretch with the narrative,
Yeah. I was like, I didn't pick up on that, but I think that's cool.
well, that's probably more, again, they kind of cross some paths and sometimes it blurs of which side of the story, whether it's the Mandalorian or Book of Boba Fett. But anyway, they let him keep his armor and they accept that that's his and that's
Yeah.
acceptable for him to have it versus, of course, Din Djarin, which is the Mandalorian, he's having this kind of change as he goes because at first he won't even take off his helmet.
Right.
Mandalorian, in front of anybody, nobody can see it, and then that has to happen, and it's just I like both series. I think the Mandalorian has been well done. I think I like the Book of Boba Fett. I know there's some people out there that wanted Boba Fett to continue to be a Scarface monster,
Yeah.
and maybe just I don't know, maybe just even meet his end again, as we thought he did in
That's
the
right. Yeah,
series,
his end again. Yeah.
But again, as someone who has strong protective instincts, who liked Boba Fett already, like for me, it just made me love him that much more. And it certainly made George want to be like Boba Fett. Which by the way,
Way to go, George.
if you're not aware, that totally kind of works because the clones, even though probably not his version of the clones, they weren't really clones at that point, but
Right.
the clones were clones of Jango Fett, as was Boba Fett.
Correct.
Boba Fett is the only difference is he didn't have all the wiring, like mental
Yeah.
wiring junk, you know.
He was homeschooled, is what you're saying, Brad.
Yeah, he was. He was homeschooled. He wasn't sent to the mainstream school where he was brainwashed
Brainwashed
into
and
Order
indoctrinated.
66, Order 66 and the such to kill all the Jedi.
That's exactly
He was just doing it for money, you
right.
know. Or maybe he went to public school because he was doing it all for money. He was like, no, I'm not doing it because people tell me to. I'm just doing it because it's lucrative.
Listeners,
You know how much money I get for killing a
next time
Jedi?
you think about Boba Fett, if you ever think, DJ, I really hate your guts because now I can't think about anything else that Boba Fett was homeschooled. You're welcome.
You just gave the homeschoolers a new hero. That's all I can
Yeah,
say.
that's right, Boba
Yes,
Fett. That's
Boba Fett is one of us.
I also then like but like logically by default, I also explained that all homeschoolers have the high propensity to become Scarface too. Like, you know,
Yeah, so which one?
so it's
Which one are you going to be,
one.
homeschoolers? Book of
That's
Boba Fett? Scarface. Both
Scarface.
have their trouble. Both have people trying to kill
Oh my
them.
goodness, that's funny.
Gosh, homeschool is dangerous.
All right, well, Brad,
I
let's
was not homeschooled, by the way.
No, I would not. Neither was
I
I.
was.
Yeah, which is why we can make fun of it.
That's why you. That's why I look the way I look. I was public
So,
schooled.
Brad, let's change gears here. I've got several questions that I've typed out here that we did not talk about on our first annual May the 4th episode. So,
Dude, calm down. Calm it down, Brandon.
yeah. Easy. Brad, who do you think is the best secondary character in Star Wars? And I know that there are lots of them, but
Secondary. I'm like, how do you even
secondary
define
character.
secondary? Like, so primary would be like Luke, Leia,
That's
R2,
right.
Chewie,
C-3PO,
Solo.
yeah,
Okay.
Chewie, Han, Vader. I would even and like at this point in time, I would say that Boba Fett, according to the movies, Boba Fett would be secondary. Yoda's primary. Anakin, Emperor, all those guys are primary. Who do you think is the best secondary character?
It's so hard. This is so difficult. Let me say, if you'd asked me this before the Book of Boba Fett, I would not have picked these guys. All right.
Okay.
The Gamorrean, and I may be pronouncing that wrong, guards, the green pig-faced
Oh,
guards,
yeah.
didn't care for them at all when they belong to, Jabba the Hutt.
Happy that one of them got eaten by
Yeah, at the end, right.
the
Yeah, I was
Angkor.
like, oh,
Yeah.
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 Book of Boba Fett totally changes them for me because they are loyal. And that's why. They don't care because of who they are. And I think they're simple. I think they're simple creatures, right? They're not big
Yeah, they are.
thinkers. So when they're working for Jabba, their sole thing is we are 100%, loyal to Jabba. So what he does. So they're almost pawns in that sense. But I love the loyalty that Boba Fett finds that no, they're loyal to the, again, spoilers, to the point where I was so angry when they just get killed
Then they do.
and get pushed over a cliff.
Yeah,
And I'm
right.
like,
You can't do that.
like
That's
I
right.
wanted to push that guy over a cliff. I was like, what? These guys are just they're not good or bad in one sense.
Yeah.
So they are just whoever is ruling over them, they're going to take on that.
Yeah.
And so if there's a good guy, they're good. in that sense. And so I love that loyalty,
So
though.
they're minions, is what you're saying.
Yes, but good ones,
Yeah,
like
good minion.
minions, like the ones in,
In
like,
this
you know,
Despicable Me, that's what I'm talking
Despicable
about. They're
Me. Yeah, they're lovable.
yeah, that's
They're
right.
lovable
They're lovable.
green minions who, right.
Who
So
just
they are,
oink.
but I love, again, just they're loyal to a fault, right? Because now, and I mean, when I say a fault, I mean that they are going to die to protect and carry out their mission, whatever it is. And I love that loyalty aspect. I love the fact that again, they are putting whoever they are minion for as, you know, as more important than themselves. They're selfless. I mean, it's not what you think about when you look at these green, you know, wild boar looking savages,
It's true, man.
that they have such a loyalty and such a just like selflessness about them. So I've become a pretty big fan of them. Matter of fact, I've got a couple little figures now I've added to my collection that before I would have been like, oh, those guys suck.
I don't want them green
So
pigs.
again, but Book of Boba Fett was very, I loved it. And again, I know that some people like hated it for the exact reasons that I loved it. And that's okay. Don't watch it. You know, pretend that it's not, pretend that it never happens and let Boba Fett be the, like the careless, not careless, but uncaring, hateful, money driven. Man, I prefer the honor bound guy, and I don't think it makes him weaker. I kind of almost see it like his redemption, where now he is, you know, he's still not a guy you want to mess with. He's still not a guy whom you want to offend. But he's probably not just going to kill you just for no reason. Just don't give him a reason to kill you.
Don't give him a reason to kill you. That's exactly right. For me, my
I was gonna
favorite,
say, what about you?
I think my favorite secondary character, who do I think is the best secondary character? Dude, I still hang my hat on Wedge. I remember for our last year's ep, you and I, we talked about like who we sort of saw ourselves as. But I love Wedge. And while you were talking, I was thinking, all right, so who do I think is the
Wait,
best secondary character? Who is it
so you need to mesh that out for some people who don't know. There's some people going like, who in the world
Who the
is
heck is Wedge?
Wedge?
So Wedge is, if you will, think about like military hierarchy. Wedge in the original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, is basically like he's an X-wing fighter pilot, and I would say that he ranks somewhere around maybe like number 4, number 5, maybe number 3. But like he's not a general. He's not the guy that they have written into the movie where he really steals the limelight. He is not he's not the person that you learn a lot about. But his role is absolutely freaking critical. If like without Wedge, they would not have like in episode 4, without Wedge, they wouldn't have like Luke wouldn't have blown up the Death Star. Without Wedge, obviously in episode 6, the Death Star would not have been blown up. He's that important. He is an ace fighter pilot. But like he reminds me, if I'm gonna make a literary jump here, Brad, he reminds me of Boromir. Right? Boromir in Tolkien's Lord of the Rings doesn't have, like in the book, he doesn't have an enormous role. He is very what's the word I'm trying? He's very center. And when I say center, it's not the right word way I want to say it, but like in terms of his demeanor, in terms of his attitude, in terms of his temper, like he's centered, he's calm, He's dignified, you know, like
Yeah.
he's wise. He's
So can I go off a rail right here just a
Yeah,
little bit?
do
Now we're
it.
talking about Star Wars.
Go ahead.
If Boromir had had the upbringing that Aragorn did, I think Boromir would have been an Aragorn level
Oh,
warrior
dude, yes.
character.
Absolutely, he would have.
I mean, just the amount of character that he has
Yes.
in the struggle with having Denethor as his father,
Right?
who's just, because he really is not a bad guy.
No, he's not. And
Just.
actually, and I'm going to interrupt you, Brad. They Peter Jackson puts him out to be way worse, or maybe way more of like a an unhinged character in the movie than far, far more than he is in the book. Like in the books, he is steady. He has integrity for everyone. Like, I mean,
Right, so he has a lot of kingly qualities,
yes.
but had he had, I think, that better guidance, like he, it wouldn't have taken him as long to look at Aragorn and going, "No, you're my king." All right,
Right.
like not only do you have my sword for this mission, but hey, when we get back to Gondor, we need to put you on the throne
Right. Yeah.
because my stewardship's over. Like my
Yeah,
like
it
you're
is. That's
here,
right.
you're
Yeah, you're
it.
here.
Like, not how
Well,
dare you.
and that's one of the things that I love about, and again, he's a secondary character here, right? Wedge is coming back to Star Wars. Wedge doesn't take the limelight. We don't learn a lot about his history. Actually, we don't learn anything about his history, at least in the movies. But what we do know is that he knows his place and he serves the rebellion extremely well, incredibly efficiently. He like to me, I see Wedge being a yes sir, no sir. He's not a hothead. Like, and help me out, what's the ace X-wing pilot in the new ones? Curly hair. I get like
Oh,
Poe. Yeah, he's not a Poe, right? He's not a hothead. He's calm, he's collected, he's loyal to the rebellion, but he's also loyal to the military, to the way things work, the way things operate. Yeah, so anyways, I can go on and on, but I'm
Well,
just
yeah, and so
reminding
I'm
this.
just
I
thinking, while
love
you're doing this, I'm thinking like I'm f further thinking too, like other like. So honorable mentions for me would be like Admiral Akbar because it's a
dude.
draft. It's
Oh, I love Akbar.
it's a trap. I mean that's
I
the one of the
love
greatest
Akbar.
lines.
I
Like
know.
it was pre it was meme pre meme,
Yes, it
right?
was.
Before
It
memes
absolutely
were a
was.
thing, like it was like it's a trap.
It's a
It's
trap.
it set us up for an entire meme culture,
So good,
like,
dude.
and
So
the
good.
Jawas. The Jawas, these little guys that really aren't on anybody else's side. They're just scavengers. They really don't
Yeah,
care if you're good or
yes.
bad. They'll
Yeah.
steal from you.
They will.
Leave your plane out. Leave your stuff out.
And
Where
then
did
what
it
I love
go?
about the Jawas
People
is that
walk off.
if you confront them, they'll be like, whoa, hang on a second. You know, like, what is it that what did we do
You're
wrong?
looking for a lightsaber? We happen to have one. Would you like to
Of
buy it
course
from
we
us?
have.
We'll sell
That's
it back to
right.
you.
We'll
I
sell it
mean,
to
we'll
you.
sell it to you. Yeah, we just happen to have one that's a lot like that. We picked up somewhere. Wasn't over there where you lost yours.
Oh, it's so funny.
This is not the same one.
All right,
Right.
well,
And I just wish I knew what they said. Like
yeah, right,
maybe I
yeah.
don't.
I know. There's only one character in the entire Star Wars universe that I have ever been introduced to that knows how to speak Jawa, and I do not remember her name, but she's in the Book of Boba Fett. She's the only person that I've ever watched on
She's a
screen. Like,
great
she
character
just
too.
started talking to the Jawas, and I'm like, you mean to tell me that people can do that? Like, I didn't
She
know.
she dated one at one point. She said.
No, I was like, okay, this like the world as I or yeah, the universe as I knew it is just getting bigger and bigger. All right, so
But the characters, Peli, I
I
don't know.
don't remember. Yeah.
I can't pronounce it. Anyway, I've loved a lot of the characters that they've added, and I have loved a lot of the way that they have brought out some of the characters. Now, again, I think I'm one of those people that I can, this part of my philosophy in life is just, eat the meat, spit out the bones. Right? So if I don't like it, I don't like let it like ruin my life. I just, sometimes I just pretend it didn't happen. You can do that. This is all pretend.
Thank you for
So, like,
hashing that. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
sorry that
this
I didn't say it at the top of the show, but listeners,
is
Brad and
not
I are very well aware
historically,
that none of this worked. Yeah,
accurate
no,
information.
this
So
did
if
not
you want to be
happen.
like, again, back to if you don't like the Book of Boba Fett, just pretend it didn't happen.
That's right. It
Not
does not
canon. It's
affect.
not canon for you.
That's right.
Go on with your life.
Does not affect the original movies.
Somebody's little over-caffeinated sleep dream. It's okay. It's fine. You can look at it that way.
Over
It's not gonna
caffeinated
hurt my
sleep
feelings.
dream.
But it's not gonna hurt my feelings. I like it.
But we really need to focus in, even just for another little second, that Boba Fett was in fact homeschooled. All right. So, Brad, this actually brought about a question that I had not thought about asking you. But do you feel that there is a character that had too big of a role?
Too big of a role.
Like, was
In
there a
it,
character that
like, we're
was
talking all of Star Wars,
all
right?
of
Not
Star
just.
Wars, was there a character that was way overdone and should not have been? Mine
Okay,
is
yeah. Why don't you,
Jar Jar Binks, dude.
George? Oh, yeah. And
Yeah.
see, you know what I'm talking about? Just pretend that character didn't
Yeah,
exist.
that's
Just
right. Here's the
delete
way.
them from existence. That's why I can't think of it. Because I'm like,
Here's
no, I can't think
the
about it. Because he was not on my radar. Because like, no, does he
Here's
actually even happen?
the contribution that I see Jar Jar giving that is absolutely critical to the Star Wars narrative is basically being the gatekeeper, right? The ambassador and the mediator to the Gargans. And that's it. He leads Anakin and Qui-Gon to his king, and that's it. That's the only significant contribution that Jar Jar has ever had.
So
And
I like this.
if his character had disappeared, I would have been okay with it. Like,
Well, a lot of people would, because he is totally hated a lot in a lot of the Star Wars universe. I like the fan theory though. And I think for me that he is actually a Sith Lord who is just doing all of this to brilliantly mess up stuff, right?
So,
Like he is
so.
really brilliant, but he's
Yeah.
acting like he's a goofball. And so everything that he does accidentally, as
Yeah.
if you go back and watch the movies, was actually intentionally.
So what you're saying is that Jar Jar Binks is a Star Wars version of Murdoch from the A-Team.
Yeah, and I mean, and if that's the case, then he goes from the stupidest delete this character to probably one of the most brilliant characters in all of Star Wars,
And
if that
which is
was the
why I
case.
reject that fan theory because
Yeah,
I don't
you're
want to
like,
give that guy
nope.
any credit. Like, nope.
Yeah, DJ wants to see him be cut in two by a lightsaber 3
That's
seconds after he comes on the
yes.
screen.
I love it. I love it. You fulfilled your role. Go away.
Misa dead. That's the
That's
way it should have
exactly
been.
right, Brett. Misa dead.
Again, that's, I think, usually in my brain, I just forget that Jar Jar even existed.
That's yeah. Because the movie completely works. Again, outside of the introduction, the movie completely works without him.
He's just let him, right? Just let him be the
Just let him
introduction,
go. Just let him
and then he's gone.
go.
He falls to his, he's so clumsy.
That's right.
He falls into a volcano
Like
like the minute after. Like, oops, no, he's dead.
His character role is literally as central to the Star Wars narrative, or at least it should have been, as Rick Moranis' role in Ghostbusters. Like, all Rick Moranis did was had relations with Sigourney Weaver, and that was it. That was his role. Outside of that, he was just this comic relief character that had
But he was
no
great
bear.
at it, though.
Oh no,
Like,
I'm saying he was good at it,
yeah.
but in terms of his contribution
I think
to
that's
the
what they
movie
were
plot.
trying. I think that's what they were trying to do, though. They
Okay.
were trying to make Jar Jar Binks a Rick Moranis, and they
Yeah.
failed
Oh, so bad.
miserably.
So bad. Okay.
They just
So
they did.
you and I
Because
then are
Rick
on the same
Moranis
page.
is yes, Rick Moranis is brilliant.
Yeah,
Just
that's
so we
true.
know, Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters
He's a
was
fantastic character. Yes.
amazing. I
Yes,
don't
he
know if you've
was.
seen the new Ghostbusters. I kind of was missing him. I wanted him to pop up. A lot of the old guys pop up, and I was just really wanting him. Sorry, spoilers. He doesn't.
He doesn't.
I mean,
Oh,
you can
look at
go
that,
look at the
man.
cast and realize that he wasn't there. But yeah, fantastic, huge Rick Moranis fan. And he did that right. You know, he could play those characters.
Yes, he
Dark
could.
Helmet. I mean, if we go
Oh,
over to
dude.
like Spaceballs, so you know, if we're hitting Star Wars, I mean, that's kind of a
Adjacent, yeah, right. Yeah, parody
adjacent,
of.
you know, you got the parody, like
Yeah.
yeah, Dark Helmet was fantastic. He was incredible.
Did we stop?
You
Yeah.
see
Oh,
Rick,
that's good.
smoke 'em
Take
if you
five,
got 'em.
everybody. Smoke them
Yeah.
if you got them. I love it.
Yeah, I mean it is. It's brilliant. Of course Mel Brooks
Oh,
and
dude. Yeah.
such is great,
Let's not
but
get off on that one. Hey,
right,
listeners, okay.
Rick Moranis. If Rick Moranis had to play Jar Jar Binks, he would have stole the
Oh
show.
my gosh, that character would have been probably one of my favorites because
Yeah,
he
it
would
would have
have
been
done it
like,
right.
give us more. We want the book of Jar Jar.
That's right.
They were like, put
Yeah.
Jar Jar in a jar and throw that jar
That's
into a black hole.
right. Okay, Brad. Let's do a last question here. Which character or characters have you always wanted to see more of?
More of. Oh. I mean, again, on one hand, I would have told you before probably Boba Fett, but they've given me that.
See, I would have liked to. I agree with you, but I really would have liked to have seen more Boba Fett in the movies. Like,
Yeah.
I wanted to see how his character, for sure, would have intertwined more critically throughout that narrative, not this, not sort of this
So
sidebar story.
let me tell you now, looking at the whole Star Wars universe, and I, you know, we've brought up Cad Bane,
Oh, yeah.
you see him like he pops up in the Clone Wars, the cartoons a little, he pops up here and there. I would like more of his story and to see more of him. I don't want them to do the same thing they did. So I guess on this level, I understand the people that have this about Boba Fett. Like, I don't want him to become like Boba Fett. I don't want him, like, I think part of him is his villainy, his viciousness.
You're talking about Cad Bane?
Cad Bane, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So, I mean, again, I understand how some people are like, no, you can't take that away from Boba Fett. But I'm like, no, they did it right. It's good. So shut up. But
You're
Cad
wrong, and
Bane,
this is our show.
yeah. But do a Cad Bane like miniseries. But show us the not the heart side of Cad Bane, not the
Right,
loving
no.
side of Cad Bane.
No way, no way.
You know, we don't want to wicked it. All right. We don't want to make the wicked witch like, oh, we don't want to, like, I hate the way they're doing like these movies like
Or
Scar
Maleficent,
and
like,
yeah, like,
no.
oh look,
No,
this is
no.
why they're how they are. Look, hey, let Cad Bane have an awesome childhood and just be a jerk.
Yes,
Like,
he was the schoolyard bully. He was born that way.
His
Yeah.
mom and dad were so good to him. They were such sweet people. We don't know what happened. What
No,
went
no.
wrong? We homeschooled him and everything, and he still turned into like this psychopath.
Homeschooled. So sorry, listeners, if you homeschool, we are
I have a
being
lot
very
of people I
playful
know
here,
that are,
okay?
no, I have a lot of
Homeschool
people
is a
that are homeschoolers
it
and
is a great way to do
some
things.
parents that may tune into the show. And yeah, we love you guys, and I think if you know either one of us, you know us enough to go, you know, it's just some playful banter.
Playful banter. Yes, it is.
Elephant, by the way, they put some prosthetics, like a
On
prosthetic on an elephant to do the bantha.
Oh,
to
yeah.
film those.
Yes.
So that
So that's a re so
elephant
it's
is the
actually a
coolest
real
elephant
creature
ever.
underneath. I don't think I realized that.
Well, at least in the old school, I don't know how much.
Yeah.
At least I'm pretty sure I saw a video on that. Somebody correct me,
Right.
if I'm wrong, but pretty sure I saw it in the making, and it was like an elephant, and that may be the new one that they did that, and then with the CGI, because I know with a lot of the CGI, they put the lots of dots and all that on a person, and then bring the CGI out from that.
Right.
But it was pretty cool. I saw this little video and I was like, ah, that actually makes that creature even cooler to me now because I like elephants.
All right, so let's
It
do
could have used a
this.
rhino, but those aren't as nice.
I would have loved to have seen that, and then the
You remember that scene where this happened with the man that, well, that was actually the rhino actually like attacking like three people on the set.
loses cool.
People
That's
went to the
right.
hospital.
People went to the hospital.
Turns out vegetarians can be pretty aggressive.
Yeah. All right, so one of the characters I've got two really that I'm thinking of characters that I've always wanted to see more of. Number one, you've actually already mentioned him, Admiral Akbar. I love Admiral Akbar. And again, because there's so much integrity, there's so much good, right? There's so much purity in his character. I like the squid people, like, where did they come from? Why is it that they are so loyal to the rebellion? That kind of thing.
How come they can breathe air?
How come they can breathe air? Like, I love that. As a kid, I always loved hearing
Can he
him
also
breathe.
swim in the water?
Yeah.
Like, we've never actually seen him swim in water.
No, we haven't. And dude, what a way to infuriate people. When he died, oh my gosh, I was so upset. In which one was that? Was that movie 8 or movie 9? When I think it may have been movie 9. Oh, dude, I was so mad when Akbar died. But the other one, and I was about to look it up, but you might know, who pilots the Millennium Falcon with Lando Calrissian.
Oh, wow. I actually don't know the answer to that. I never actually thought about it.
Let's go.
I know that Lando had the Millennium Falcon.
Nien Yum. That's right, Nien Yub. Nien Yub. It's his name. Nien Yub. NIEN space NUNB. Nien Yub. I have always loved that dude. Always loved that character. And he plays such a good co-pilot. I'm like, who is this guy? Where did he
Wait,
come from?
spell that again, because I just pulled up some kind of Chinese food.
NIEN space NUNB.
Okay, yeah, I always thought he was weird looking.
He was
I was
weird
like,
looking.
it always creeped me out a little bit, actually. He looks like a guy wearing a weird mask.
Well, I mean, it
It's not
was a guy
showing.
wearing a weird mask.
Yeah, I know, but like those like blank black eyes just staring at you like
But no, I have always
nothing
wanted to
says
know.
psychopath like.
Yeah. But he's such a good co-pilot to Lando. And I love his character. And I remember as a kid, who is this person? And why does he get the Why does he get the responsibility, the privilege of co-piloting the Millennium Falcon with Lando Calrissian? Because to me, that seat, I think like just in terms of how a movie works, it would have been somebody that we had already been introduced to, you know,
Yeah, but
like.
see, so I think here's my thing, right? Everybody that sees the Millennium Falcon for the first time goes, that's a piece of junk. This piece of junk, this piece of junk. The Millennium Falcon wouldn't be the Millennium Falcon if it wasn't for like Han and Chewie. So for me, it's like when Lando had it, it was a ship.
It was just a ship.
It was a ship.
I think that's
And
fair.
I love the Millennium Falcon. I've got the big Lego
Yes, you
deluxe
do.
version
Yes,
in my living
you
room.
do.
But again, I think like Han Solo and Chewbacca like make that ship more than a ship. It's not just a like,
Are
and
you
I always
saying that
think
it's like a home, Brad?
it is. It's like a home. That's why when in the newer episodes, when they open up the door, and it's them walking into it, it's like, yes.
We're back.
Like,
Country roads, take
dad,
me
yeah.
home.
Like, dad and Harry Big Brother,
Harry,
just
big brother.
your Harry uncle, what is it? Henderson, Harry and the
Harry the
Hendersons,
Harry
Harry
and Hendersons,
Hendersons.
yeah, right. There's a throwback.
Like Uncle Harry and Dad just got home.
Oh, that's awesome.
We found, hey dude, we found our car. Here it is.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the second annual
Yeah.
May the 4th episode.
I hope you're
So
not offended that I've got a Harry Potter mug that I'm drinking out of
I
this
didn't even know
morning.
what it was.
I
I
didn't,
just.
I was not prepared that this was the episode that we were going to record. Otherwise, I would have made sure I
They
had,
had to stop and ask it.
your R2 awesome mug or something.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. So listeners, if you're new to our show, Brad and I, we decided last year that as long as our show is up and running and we don't have any plans to slow down, we love doing this. Every May the 4th, we will have a Star Wars specific and exclusive episode. This is not going to replace the show for this upcoming week. So today is May the 4th. There will be an episode that drops tomorrow that is like our regular scheduled
The
this
Revenge of the
yeah
Fifth. I mean,
the
no.
revenge.
We're not going to
But
talk about Sith tomorrow.
no, we're not going to talk about Siths. But no, so this is what we just want to do. We love talking Star Wars. Clearly, you can tell it's super fun. We encourage you guys, if you haven't ever watched Star Wars, I personally would encourage you, if you've never seen it ever, don't start with episode 4. You do need to start with episode 1 so that you can track the story. If
And
you
see,
want, no, no,
and I would disagree.
if you want,
Start with the original trilogy.
if you want to be
Ignore
a,
DJ.
if you want to be a purist, then you clearly need to start with episode 4.
I think we see who where Brad stands, like a lot of times.
But thank you
That's the
guys so much
purist.
for tuning in. Listeners,
Yeah.
I say this every week, but I really
We
mean
should
it.
do a March 10th Mario Day next year.
A March 10 Mario? I don't know about March 10th.
Yeah, so if you look Mar like March MAR
Oh,
and
got it.
10, you put it together, it's Mario. So it's Mario Day.
You want to do a March 10th?
We should do a March
Okay,
10th
you're gonna
next
have to
year.
remind me because I'll
Yeah.
forget. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, there's so many like though too though. We could do Pi Day. 3.14.
Just have like
We
so
eating
the show
pie.
would so with the show would involve or would evolve into like the odd awkward holidays and
I think
discussions
we
of
should
them.
just do an episode next year on Pi Day that is 3 minutes and 14 seconds long, and
Oh, that's a great idea, Brad.
it's just the two of us eating pie.
Eating pie.
We don't even say anything, just for 3 minutes and 14
I love that
seconds.
idea. I absolutely love that idea,
We
Brad.
eat pie, and then
And then that's the episode. Yeah.
it's just
And
cut.
it just cuts.
Maybe it's a YouTube only, because
Oh,
otherwise,
that's
like.
fun. Dude, that's fun.
Why is there 3 minutes and 14 seconds of just this weird
People chewing.
chewing? I don't know. Some people are getting famous with that. It's like
That's true.
ASMR or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what is
What? I know.
this?
I know. So
All
listeners,
right, sorry.
I do say this every week, and I really mean it. We love you guys.
We do.
I cannot put into words how unbelievably humbled that I feel when I have the thought that people tune into the show. I like with your listenership, it really brings a light to my day, a smile to my
Yeah.
face. Like this, Brad and I, we love these conversations. I have grown so much closer to Brad.
Yeah.
And
It's you guys are like kind of a bonus for me. I mean, I'm not trying to
Right.
say like you're an afterthought, but like half the time when me and DJ are recording a show, I forget we're recording a podcast.
I
I'm
know.
not talking to, like, I forget I'm talking to people that are not here. I'm just talking to DJ.
I know, it's
He
so
asked me a
great.
question, and then I just go on a monologue, and then it's like, oh wait, yeah, we're recording a podcast. And
Right.
especially sometimes when he pulls us back, it's like, well, you know, we need to pull. I'm like, oh
Oh, that's
yeah, we were
right.
doing
Yeah.
something. We were doing, hey, hello. I thought we couldn't break the fourth wall.
That's right. Well, listeners, you know what to do. Share the show. Let people know that friends of yours that are big Star Wars fans, share this episode with them. We really want to get a bigger listenership for the show. Not to say that we don't want your listenership back, because that's not true. We just want more. But yeah, with Star Wars specific episodes, share this show with people that you know would appreciate, specifically even maybe the ones that would disagree with us.
I was like, yeah, they might hate us
They
for a
might hate
while.
it. That's
Like,
right.
oh my gosh,
These guys are nuts. But
like your theology's okay, but your Star Wars like
I
views
know.
are just.
So, I have recently posted in our Facebook group page a call for funny church stories. Email us your funny church stories. We are going to have an exclusive episode. And so yeah, email us at menchurchstuff@gmail.com. Get us your funny church stories, and we'll share them on the show. Listeners, we love you. Brad, beyond that, I love you, buddy.
Love you too. You're gonna
Listeners,
say, I was like, you're gonna say something?
we will catch you next time.
And I'm gonna remind you to go be his church.
And I suppose that today it's appropriate to say, may the force be with you.
That's right. Jesus, the force with no dark side.
That's it's true.